Live from Hollywood, California, it's The Rick Savage Show.
It is The Rick Savage Show. I am your host, Rick Savage. Monday afternoon edition of the cast of the pod. Trying up some new releases, some new release times. I don't know what works the best. So we'll try Monday afternoon and just see what happens. How was your weekend? Was it nice? Mine was nice. Lots of things happened. Some things I'm not going to talk about until next episode. Because I need some time to digest. But for now, we'll carry on. Some sad news. Some sad news coming out of New York City. Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande, they broke up. Now, here's why I'm starting with this. There's a few reasons. Number one, by the way, I do that a lot. I'm about to say something, and then I give you a couple reasons, and then I go, number one. And then by the time I get to two or three, I probably forgot. But in this case, number one, a few people have commented on this podcast and said, hey, it's my little window into pop culture, so I don't have to be on Twitter, and I don't have to follow the trends and the bullshit. And I had a great conversation Friday night about some of the rappers I talk about. And so, okay, Pete Davidson, he's kind of like the cool young kid on Saturday Night Live. Ariana Grande, biggest pop star in the world. They've been dating for a while, and now they broke up. A lot of people are speculating why. I have two opinions. One, see, there I go again. Okay, so one, I think that she's a giant pop star and has to travel all across the world, and he's stuck in New York City for probably a couple more years at least, and maybe it's not the right time. You know, maybe it's not the right time. If you're going to have a relationship that you're only going to see your boyfriend once every, I don't know, month, 6 weeks or something. Also, your ex-boyfriend just passed away, so you're going through a lot. It's probably not the best time to be in a relationship. Cool. Got it. I do have a second theory on why they broke up, and this just kind of dawned on me. And maybe this is why I should do the podcast not in the middle of the night. You know, maybe the brain is moving a little quicker. The thoughts are coming in a little clearer. I think Pete Davidson talked about how insane it was that they were together so much that she just believed it. He kept saying, it's like I won a contest and I don't deserve her and she's the biggest pop star in the world. Remember the Weekend Update? Let me play a little clip from the Weekend Update that came out not that long ago. It was right after they got engaged. The date was September 29th. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's sad what they're going through, but a month ago, he was on Weekend Update. And let me just play a couple clips, and then we'll see if you were dating him and he said all these things, jokingly, because he's a comedian. Still, in the back of your mind, wouldn't you be like, maybe he's got a point?
I think we could just get into it. Well, you got engaged to Ariana Grande?
Yep. Yeah, I did. Yeah, thank you. I did. I got engaged, and no one could believe it. And I can't believe it. And yeah, I get it. She's the number one pop star in the world. And I'm that guy from SNL that everyone thinks is in desperate need of more blood.
Well, congratulations. I know it's been kind of crazy.
Yeah. You know what? Do you remember when that whole city pretended that kid was Batman because he was like sick? That's what this feels like.
Well, she put a song on her new album, and it was called Pete Davidson. That seems like a very amazing thing to do.
Sick.
Yeah. And like, what have you done for her?
I mentioned the fridge thing, right? I also love her very much.
That's great.
You know, I don't even get royalties for that Pete Davidson song. You know that? Like if we break up, and we won't. No, I'm kidding. But like in 10 years, if God forbid that ever happened, there will be a song called Pete Davidson like playing in speakers at Kmart, and I'll be working there.
Pete Davidson, everyone.
I was gonna trim that down way more, but I just love Pete Davidson so much, Petey Pants. But if you're dating Pete, and he goes on SNL and for 3 minutes basically just says, we should not be together, it doesn't make sense, you're way too good for me, You're just going to believe him. And I think maybe that's what happened. I think after, like, the novelty wore off and it was like, he's cool, he wears Supreme bags on the side and, like, neon tank tops or whatever. I think after that wore off, she was like, wait, why am I with this dude? This guy from Staten Island? So in honor of Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande breaking up. There's only one song I could play. It's called Rest in Peace, also known as The Undertaker's theme song from WWE. Oh, I have way too much time on my hands. Oh man, this song used to scare me so much. Oh God. So rest in peace, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. I probably shouldn't say rest in peace since Mac Miller just died, but whatever. I was gonna play the song that they play at military funerals, the trumpet thing, you know. That's probably not a good idea after watching Shark Tank last night because I cried so much. Do you watch Shark Tank and do you cry during every episode once, twice, three times? Okay. So last night, they waited until the end of the episode to really, really pull on the heartstrings, really get you to start crying like a baby. It was a great episode. No, it wasn't. It was fine. There were some terrible products that I don't know how they got investments. And then at the end, these three kids come out. One was 15, let's say one was 19, and one was 22. Two girls and a boy. The boy was the oldest. They had a product called the Cut Board Pro, and it was great. It's something that their dad created. He used to cook a lot at the fire station. He was a firefighter, New York City firefighter. It was a cutting board that had a little attachment at the end so you could, you know, anything that you're cutting, you could like scrape into this little cup. And then if you were cutting anything that had liquid, it would all run down there. So it made cleanup really easily and it made putting all the stuff together really easy. And it was great. It was a good product. So the reason the kids were pitching it was because he passed away 3 months ago because he came down with a type of cancer that he got from cleaning up 9/11, and like a year or two before he passed, his wife passed away. So he was taking care of her, and then he passed away. So now these three kids have no parents, and they're continuing the legacy of the family by putting this Cutboard Pro out there. It was a very sweet moment. The sharks all got together. They asked the kids to step out of the room. They all got together and said, "Well, let's all go in on this together. We'll donate all of our proceeds to charity, whatever charity they want to support." I think Jon Stewart's really big on that too. He's passing legislation to help the firefighters and the police that are that have been sick because of the 9/11 cleanup efforts. So it's a very sweet moment, and they get a deal, and they're ecstatic, and everyone's crying, and also the product is great too, which is nice. I feel like sometimes on Shark Tank people cry. There's a lot of crying. There's a lot of loved ones that passed, and the product, not so good. This makes sense. Every kitchen should have one. I get it. Now, you would think by me endorsing it on this podcast, I would have already purchased one. I can't. Unavailable. Currently sold out. Here's a problem with that. First off, you can't take pre-orders. You go to Amazon all the time, you pre-order things. You couldn't have set this up for a pre-order. You had five sharks and they knew this was going to be like the big moment on Shark Tank. So I'm like, okay, maybe I'm not like looking hard enough. Let me look up their social media presence. Would you be surprised to know that they don't have a Twitter or Instagram account? Sharks, you're dropping the ball. Aren't you all supposed to be like marketing geniuses? You didn't bother to set up a Twitter or an Instagram account for this? That's insane. So I went to Shark Draymond's Instagram page. I guess he's probably the most social savvy shark, if that's the term. And, you know, everyone was commenting and saying like, oh my God, this is so amazing and so sweet. And I cried. And so I commented, I can't find an Instagram for the Cutboard Pro. That must be coming any minute, right? And he liked my comment. It would have been better if he would have replied, oh, actually, here's the @, go to this account, follow them, click the link in bio, buy the thing. You think I'm going to remember in 5 days to buy a Cutboard Pro? I was ready to purchase last night. You had no social media presence. What are you doing, sharks? Not very sharky. Oh, speaking of sharks, I got a savage of the week that's shark related. Dude, maybe the podcast during the day is the move. Everything's a little clearer. Just a little bit more. There's also no scotch in my system, so that probably helps too. And yes, is it ridiculous that I'm focusing on the Cupboard Pro not having an Instagram account and not the beautiful story and the charity aspect to it all? Of course. But have a social media presence. Let me pre-order your product. I don't think that's that crazy of an ask. And this is the last thing I'll say on that. They had time. Shark Tank doesn't air live. It's not like this came in and it was a live thing that they just picked up off the street and had no pre-production. I don't know how long ahead of time the show was taped. I texted some friends that work in reality TV. I said, hey, I need a guess. Last night's Shark Tank episode, when do you think that episode was locked and wrapped? A week ago? A month? If you had to guess, how long do you think they get ahead? My buddy wrote back, no idea. It's different with every show, even within the same show. A few months ago, we were finishing episodes a week or two before air. Now we're working on something that's coming out in January or February. Thanks, Greg. So it could be a couple weeks. Fam, that's enough to call your best friend Mark Zuckerberg and make sure you have an Instagram account, and call your other best friend Jeff Bezos and make sure that there's a pre-order set up. Okay, now I'm really done. Do I want to go right into the Savage of the Week now because of that? It might be a little early, but I feel like we're just on this shark wave, so let's not interrupt it. As I'm bringing up my Savage of the Week, I just got an email. Thousands of millennials still unregistered in California. Deadline is tonight. That's Monday the 22nd if you're listening right now. If you're listening on Monday, if you're listening after that and you're in California, you missed it. But if you're outside of California, maybe your deadline hasn't passed yet. Maybe you can do same day register. I don't know. Look into it. VoteSaveAmerica.org.
What a fucking savage!
I'm a savage.
Fucking with a savage.
I'm a savage.
Savage weather call is savage.
They like savage. Why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars?
Something about you turns me to a savage.
Savage of the week. Unrelated to the San Jose Sharks. And unrelated to Shark Tank. Nude beach surfer headbutts his way into shark attack, punches his way out.
What a fucking savage!
Last Saturday morning, 51-year-old Paul Kenny was surfing at Samurai Nudist Beach, north of Newcastle, when he accidentally swam right into a shark. I went to catch the last wave back in, put my head down, and headbutted the shark, Kenny said. I didn't know it was there, and I couldn't see it because it was churned up under whitewater. The shark bit down on Kenny's right bicep and wouldn't let go, but he still managed to have his wits about him enough to hatch a plan. Somehow, in the midst of the terrifying experience, Kenny was reminded of a surfer named Mick Fanning who fought off a shark back in 2015. So Kenny followed Fanning's lead and just started wailing on the thing. I just started punching it until it let me go. I knew that if it took my legs, I'd be gone. I wouldn't have been able to walk out. Wow, dude, that's impressive. Luckily, some combination of the headbutt and the fists of fury managed to piss the shark off enough to make it go find another prey and let him go. Kenny was able to swim back to shore, where an ambulance raced him to a nearby hospital where he got 20 stitches. Near-death experience aside, Kenny doesn't really blame the shark for taking a bite out of him. Near-death experience aside, Kenny doesn't really blame the shark for taking a bite out of him. I was in his world, Kenny told the West Australian. He was just going about his business and I headbutted him, so he retaliated. Come on.
What a fucking savage!
That's incredible. If a shark bit me, I would just die. I would not punch a shark. I would get bit and then I'd go, up, oh, that's all. That's a wrap on this one. Let's see if there's anything after it. Nope. Okay. Asleep. Sorry, I had a little cough attack there. Maybe I edited some of it out. We'll see. Maybe I'll leave in just a little bit because I didn't know that you're not supposed to wake up and cough violently and spit up all sorts of mucus. I just thought that was part of waking up as a dude. I don't think that's the case. My girlfriend got me this little Mucinex little thing that you shoot up your nose. It's a little sketchy. It's probably a good place to hide cocaine if you're into that thing. But no, this is just pure Mucinex. And I do a shot of it up each nostril every night. And now I don't cough in the morning. I always thought you just woke up and coughed for a while. That's what Tony Soprano does. He's a sign of health. I also thought that if you wake up super early, you have to vomit. And, and that's not true either. But for years, if I have to get up like for a flight, or like if I have to wake up at like 4:30 or 5 in the morning, I don't always vomit, but I always feel like it. I'm always nauseous. But evidently, that's not a normal thing either. I think I need to start writing again. Does anyone still use Medium, or is that a wrap? I know it, they did a bunch of layoffs, but I think it's still a, I think it's still a thing. I see articles every now and then written on Medium. I had one Medium article. I wrote one about losing a bunch of weight, which I've gained most of it back. But it was, I think, a little bit of an inspiring piece, if you want to call it that. It did. A lot of people read it. It got lots of views. And then I never posted anything else. So there's this Medium page. I have like 400 followers and no content there. And that's not good. So I started thinking about, you know, I used to write a lot more. And I think I'm going to start writing again. When I was at K-Rock, we had they had just got the blog up and running. And so I'd write just whatever things. And, you know, they were fine, I think. Like, I remember I wrote one thing about a Rancid concert. I wrote one thing about Rise Against, of course, because I love them. And then I started a letter writing campaign. Not for charity. Not for a nonprofit, not to raise awareness. I started a one-to-one letter writing campaign. I was writing a letter posted in blog form on the K-Rock website to Jimmy Kimmel to try to get invited to his Super Bowl party. That's what I spent my time on. And every week, I only made it about 7 weeks, to be honest, but every week I would write another Dear Jimmy letter, because this was when Jimmy Kimmel was like, this was 2009 or something. So like Jimmy was like the guy. And he's still the guy, but like this was, he had just come over to ABC. He was like K-Rock alumni, so it was a huge deal. It was like, oh, Jimmy made it. He's going to be like a real celebrity, not just like the guy in the Man Show, but like a real mainstream celebrity. And so all these stories were coming out about his Super Bowl parties, because he has a wood-fired oven, so he makes his pizza, and he's a great chef, and like Tom Cruise was there that year. Just like insane things were happening. And I was like, oh, maybe if I just embarrass him publicly, I'll get an invite to the Jimmy Kimmel Super Bowl party. Never happened. It might be kind of, I have those somewhere. It might be kind of funny to throw one up on Medium, but then also write about other things. I think I'm just at Rick Savage on Medium. So if you use Medium, follow me or whatever. You could go read my one article, my one original piece of content from like 6 years ago when I was in the best shape of my life. Maybe too skinny. I saw a photo recently. I don't know. Looked a little weird. Because my beard is still big. So I looked kind of like a Q-tip or something. I just, my body was all skinny, but then I had a round face with a giant beard. I guess I could lose weight and shave too. That's an idea. I'm starting to slim down a little bit, you know, with this no carbs, no sugar thing. Had a bad week last week. Lots of carbs. I'll bring it back. You know, I follow all these people on Instagram, and there's some young ladies that are super inspiring that I know, like, personally, like friends, that are losing all this weight. And I want to, like, compliment them, but I don't know how. I also don't want to be, like, I don't want it to come off like I'm hitting on them or something, or, like, creepy. So I was talking to Gina, my girlfriend, about it, and she's like, I was like, I just want to say, like, oh, you're killing it. And she's like, well, if you said that, it'd be fine. But I don't think I'm going to say, I think the answer, I think these are those moments where, like, you just says, like, a straight white guy, you just go, you know what? I don't need to say anything. How about that? She's losing that weight and working out every day for her. And, you know, she probably gets lots of high fives from her girlfriends or guy friends that are closer. So she doesn't need me saying it. So I'm not going to say anything. But if But if you happen to be one of those people that is in the gym all the time and you're like posting before and after photos and you're crushing it, good job. Keep crushing it. Keep killing it. That's what I'll do. I'll just compliment people broadly, generically through the podcast. And then I don't have to worry about feeling creepy and maybe they'll never hear it. All right, I got to go ahead and wrap this thing up. That might be a little bit of a short episode this week, but that's okay. We're just going to... it's better than nothing, right? It's got to be. It's a free podcast. I got a lot of things to do today. It's going to be a busy week. Ooh. I was about to say, it's the girlfriend's birthday tomorrow. I was about to say something, but if she hears this before the birthday, that would spoil something. So, her birthday is tomorrow. Then there's another thing. There's just a lot of things happening this week. I gotta go. I gotta get shit moving. Okay, there's no real reason to end with this song. I just really like it. I just like Ellie Goulding. Song called On My Mind. If you could leave a rating or a review, that would be great. Have a nice week. See you later. Bye. It's a little blurry how the whole thing started. I don't even really know what you intended. Thought that you were cute and you could make me jealous. Pour it down, so I poured it down. Next thing that I know, I'm in a hotel with you. You were talking deep like it was mad love to you. You wanted my heart, but I just liked your tattoos. Pour it down, so I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind. I could have really liked you. I bet that's why I keep on thinking about you. So shame. You said I was good, so I poured it down. So I poured it down. And now I don't understand it. You don't mess with love, you mess with the truth. And I know I shouldn't say it, but my heart don't understand why I got you on my mind.
Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.